This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:41 in the morning. Pretty amazing story right here in town that affects the world and in wonderful ways. Congressman Quigley joins us first, who is all wrapped up in our Blackhawks 8-game win streak. I know you're excited about that.
I am. It's the one thing I missed last night, watching the State of the Union.
Yeah, and another win, a contract extension for the coach. We're happy. But tell me how you came by first getting to know Ella Bassette, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, who we'll meet in just a second, and why she's important to you and important to us.
Well, several months ago, she came to D.C. for the screening of a documentary, Chicago Girl. And, we meet a lot of people in D.C., and sometimes we don't think about it, but I watched the documentary and recognized, my goodness, right in our midst we had, when she started, a 19-year-old young lady who helped lead the revolution against Assad, from great risk to herself, fighting for people's freedom. And then she visited Syria twice, walking through minefields out of Turkey to bring much-needed medication. So, I think she probably deserved a trip to the State of the Union as much as anyone in the room last night.
Yeah, and it's a great honor to have, but we're honored to have her specifically on the show today. And let me say hi to her now. First, I want to get your name right. Ella Bassette?
That's right.
Nice to meet you, and good morning, and thank you for doing this. And it's an extraordinary story. I don't even know if, in the course of the last however long it's been, you've had time to pause and pat yourself on the back.
Thank you so much for having me, first of all. It's been an honor being in D.C., being the guest of Congressman Quigley, and being on your show in the morning.
So let's try to explain to people in simple terms what you've been able to accomplish. Social media is hugely impactful in the Middle East and in Syria, right?
Correct.
So what was your inspiration to take this on, and what are the first couple of things you did to try to impact the people of Syria standing up to Assad?
So in the very beginning, when I got to know that kids ages 9 and 10 were being tortured by the Syrian regime, were being imprisoned, and one of them was killed in the very beginning of the revolution, that's when I said to myself, I have to do something about it. I looked around the room, and the only thing I had access to was my computer. And I said, you know what? I can help them through social media. So I started contacting activists, translating back and forth between activists and journalists, so that even though Assad is doing a media blackout and not allowing journalists in the country, but through citizen journalists and through connecting them with the international media outlets, I can get the news out and the rest of the world can know what's going on inside Syria.
How long did it take to get this to from a point of sending a couple of things and posting a couple of things to it really getting its own momentum and becoming a groundswell of support?
Less than a month.
How about that? How about that?
Yes.
That's social media for good. When did you know it was really working?
When I started seeing protests and footage that activists would send me, and I would send them to media outlets, and I would see them as breaking news in a matter of less than minutes.
Boy, Ella, you grew up in circumstances that many of us will never understand and have become a role model, not just for young women and young girls, but for a lot of people in similar situations. Do you find that a lot of people come up to you and just want to ask questions about what you've been through and maybe the history? Because many people aren't familiar with a lot of what's going on, especially in Syria.
Yes. Thankfully, because of the documentary, hashtag Chicago Girl, I get tens of messages every day on Facebook and Twitter and my other accounts from people ages 16 to 30. And they all say they've been inspired, they want to do something. And the one thing I tell everyone is find your cause and find how social media can help your cause and empower others to join your cause.
Well, you inspired Congressman Quigley, and I want him to rejoin us here in just a second. Let me get traffic here and then more with this amazing young woman. And by the way, the documentary, again, is hashtag Chicago Girl. And it ought to be mandatory viewing for all of us.
This kid in Chicago being one of the managers of this movement, it's a very 21st century form of revolution.
I received a death threat sent directly to my Facebook inbox. And it said, "We know who you are, the Chicago Girl. We're waiting for you in the airport, and we want to make an example out of you."
I am very nervous, but my friends are facing bullets. They're facing tanks.
It's a trailer.
I will never give up.
It's a trailer from hashtag Chicago Girl. It's on Netflix. It's on Amazon. It's on. It's all over. I mean, wherever you can get on-demand video, you basically can get it now, and that's a good thing. Congressman Quigley had Ella Vesetna as his guest last night at the State of the Union, and you can follow Congressman Quigley at Rep. Mike Quigley all over social media. Are we doing enough, Congressman, in any way, shape, or form, especially after meeting Ella and hearing her story?
Well, I guess the short answer is no. I just have to add that she's a little modest. She did more than just translate. She mapped escape routes for those fighting Assad. She made sure and interconnected with those activists. She deleted their contact information when one of them was captured so that the Assad regime wouldn't find out who the others were. And as you've just reported through the tapes that you played, you know, she received death threats from the Syrian government and al-Nusra. So, look, I think there's much more we can do, not just to aid. I think we need to recognize the assistance that needs to take place, protected areas for the kids that are in Syria. The UN just talked about Assad using starvation as a weapon. We need to better arm the Kurds and the others opposing this, and we need the best of efforts on the diplomatic solutions that are being tried. The efforts in Geneva to have peace other than with ISIS and Al-Qaeda there to try to come up with a diplomatic solution that's important to even the Russians.
It's at Ella Vesetna, A-L-A-A-B-A-S-A-T-N-E-H. And, of course, we'll link that on our own social media so you can follow her as well. You know, I think of Malala Yousafzai from Afghanistan, fighting for the education of girls. And you're a hero of the same ilk, Ella. It's an amazing story.
Thank you so much.
So these threats that you've had to withstand, has that slowed your efforts at all?
No, it doubled up my efforts because knowing that I am helping activists, knowing that I am helping children and females and civilians on the ground, yes, I will be targeted by different groups and by the Syrian regime, but regardless, that means I'm doing the right thing.
What can people, now I want people to see the movie, obviously, but what can people do? People listening now are inspired by your story. What do you want them to hear from you, and what can they do to help you?
I want people to raise awareness, keep the conversation going, tell your friends, your colleagues at work, your family, your neighbors, what's happening in Syria. Why are these protesters still protesting every Friday in Syria? And why the media needs to mention more of the protesters and the civilians on the ground?
Please stay safe. I know it couldn't sound more trite or cliche, but I absolutely mean it. And I hope you have people helping you in that regard.
Thank you. Yes, I do.
The world needs you.
Thank you so much.
You're inspiring to everybody. Again, it's hashtag Chicago Girl. I mentioned Netflix, Amazon. Where else can people see the movie?
It's on Netflix for now, and they can, like you said, pretty much anywhere they have video on demand.
Yeah, iTunes, Google Play, I'm being told. Yeah. You're always welcome here. I hope we can continue this. And Congressman Quigley, thank you for having the wisdom to welcome Ella last night and to continue to tell her story.
Yeah, she well deserves it. She's the star of the show.